Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the second paragraph of Maseches Kiddushin. We're up to Parak Beis, Mishnah Ches. Hamakadish bechalko. If a person is makadish a woman with whatever he receives from a korban, meaning there are parts of a korban that go to a kohen, so that belongs to the kohen. So the kohen takes the zor l'chaim, the keva that are given to him, and he's makadish a woman with it. Bein kachay kachim, bein kachim kalim. Whether it's from kachay kachim korbanos, whether it's kachim kalim korbanos, which have different halachos, kachay Kachim is only Nechel Ba'azara. Kachim Kalim could be eaten in all of Yerushalayim. Kachim can only be eaten by Kohanim. Kachim Kalim could be eaten even by people who are not Kohanim. So regardless, Eina Mekadeshes, the woman is not going to be Mekadeshes because it's not really his, meaning it's all considered to be Mamon Gavala, and it's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows him to eat it. B'Maiser Sheni, if he's Mekadesh woman with Maiser Sheni, Bein Shogig Bein Mezid, whether he did it realizing that it was Maiser Sheni or not, lo kidesh. She is not mekadeshes to Rameir. That's Rameir Shita, because Rameir is of the opinion that Maaser Sheni is mamun gavava, so it's not his to give. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shogeg lo kidesh. If she took it not knowing that it was Maaser Sheni, then it's no good, because she wouldn't have taken. Meaning that's like giving her something that's cheaper than she thinks it is, because Maaser Sheni, you're very limited. You can only eat it in Yerushalayim. So she was getting something that she thought was valuable enough that she's allowed to eat anywhere, and it turns out she was only receiving something that she's only allowed to eat in Yerushalayim. But b'mezid kiddush, if she knew what she was doing, she knew that she was taking Maaser Sheni, then she is mekadeshes, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Maaser Sheni is mamun bailim, it's not mamun gavoa, and therefore the guy actually owns the Maaser Sheni. Uve hegdish, if he's mekadesh woman with hegdish, b'mezid kiddush, if they both knew that it was hegdish, so then she's mekadeshes, even though you can't use hegdish for your own personal needs, but it does belong to you, and therefore it does have value rather to you, and therefore if a man is mekadesh a woman with hegdish, it loses its kedusha, becomes its yotze lechulin, and therefore you could use it for kedusha. It becomes something that's personally theirs. U'bishogeg, but if he did it bishogeg lo kiddush, then the kedusha is not valid, because there's no way they would have taken that item as kedushin had they realized that it was hegdish. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Domer bishogeg kiddush, that no, if they didn't know, then it's mekadeshes, because that's when it's yotzei l'chulin. B'mezid lo kiddush, but if you did b'mezid, then it's not mekadeshes, because using hegdish b'mezid does not take away its hegdish status, and therefore it doesn't belong to him to be mekadesh anisha with. Moving on now to Mishnah Tes, ha-mekadesh ba'orla, if a man is mekadesh a woman with orla, which is fruit that grows on the tree in the first 3 years after it's planted, it's asr ba'hana'a, b'kilei akerim, or kalayim from a vineyard that grew with grain together, and it's all asr ba'hana'a. Bishar Niskal, or with an axe that was supposed to get stoned because it killed the person, Ube Egla Arufa, or an Egla Arufa that they used for the Egla Arufa service when they found a dead body between two cities, Bitzipari Mitzora, or with the birds for Mitzora Karban when he's in the process of Tahara, Ube Seir Nazir, or the hair that they cut off of a Nazir's head, Upeter Chamar, or the firstborn donkey, male donkey, Ubasar B'chalav, or with Basar B'chalav, which is also Asabana. Or a chulin animal that they shechted in the azara, the Beis Hamikdash, all these things are isuri hanah. So in all these cases, in a mekadeshes, she's not mekadeshes because none of these things have any value, because they're all aser behanah. But mecharan, if someone sold one of these things v'kiddush b'demehen, and he used the money that he got, the proceeds that he got, to be mekadesh to the woman, then mekadeshes, because even though they were not allowed to sell these things, but you are allowed to get hanah from the money that you get for these things, and therefore it's going to be considered a valid kiddushin. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnayos Ches and Tes. So Mishnah Ches, we said that someone who's mekadesh a woman with his portion of a karban, whether it's kachay kachim or kachim kalim, is not mekadeshes. She's not mekadeshes. Same with Maaser Sheni, according to Rabbi Meir, because those things don't belong to the guy, even though he's allowed to eat them. They belong to the Ribono Shel Olam. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, if they didn't realize what it was, was, she's not Mukadashas because she thinks she's getting something more valuable than it is. But if they did realize what it was, she is Mukadashas because Maisa Sheni is Mamon Bailim. If it's Makadish with Hegdish, so then we have Machlok Shomer Rabbi Yehuda, whether Mazid and Shogeg, which direction it goes. That Rabbi Meir says that if they realized what it was, then it's a valid Kiddushin and it goes Luchulin. If they did not realize what it was, then it's deceiving and she's not Mukadashas. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says that if they did not realize what it was, then it goes out Luchulin and therefore she is Mukadashas. But if they did realize what it was, then it's not Mukadashas because it doesn't belong to them. It doesn't call Luchulin. And then in Mishnah Test, we said that someone was Mukadesh with Isurei Hana'a, and that list includes Arla Kele Karam Shar Niskal Leglarufa Tzibar Mitzara Seyan Nazir Petach Hamor Bas Bechalav and Luchul Shushwa Zara. That is not Mukadashas, but if he illegally sold those items and he uses the money for Kiddushin, then she is in fact Mukadashas. Okay, Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Yud.